Governor Steve Sisolak has directed Nevadans to stay at home to stop the spread of the novel coronavirus, but for some people, their home is not a safe place. Multiple local nonprofits who help victims of domestic violence are seeing an increasing demand of people experiencing violence at home who are reaching out for help. KUNR's Stephanie Serrano spoke with Carlo Ramirez Tenori, the director of crisis intervention and prevention at the Sierra Community House in Incline Village.
With this pandemic, have you guys seen an increase of calls?
We definitely have seen an uptick. I would say we have about a 30% increase in calls from folks that are now, you know, in shelter in place with the people that are causing them harm.
How has this pandemic made it even harder for people experiencing violence in the home?
Maybe before they had access to, maybe they had a job and so they were able to leave the home and the children had school, so then the children went to school. So now that they're home 24 hours, 7 days a week with a person that causes harm, we've definitely had an uptick of calls that range from just needing to be listened to for folks that are just having a high level of anxiety and fear. We've also have calls of people that are wanting to flee the situation. So maybe they had been thinking about fleeing and now things have really escalated and so they want to leave now. And we've definitely seen an uptick in people trying to understand if what they're experiencing is abuse.
These kinds of situations are already hard for people to get out. How has the pandemic made it even harder?
Because this area is a very high tourist area, one of the restrictions that came out, one of the guidelines were that folks that offer short-term housing options like Airbnbs and hotels and motels and temporary housing like less than 6 months, that they are prohibited at this moment from exercising that type of business. So it also limits us because we may have somebody that is actively fleeing and needs shelter right now, but now those hotel partners or those Airbnb partners or short-time rentals are no longer an option.
How are you guys kind of changing your procedure, and has that been difficult for you all?
We really focus on mobile advocacy, so we try to meet folks where they are. I think it does, you know, add a layer of complexity, but staff has been really amazing at trying to navigate and educate and inform and stay connected with folks. What has been difficult is just having access to the appropriate funding that we need or money that we need to help some folks out so that they could stay in safe housing, for example. So we generally, as a nonprofit, you know, we have our grants and then we also have our fundraising efforts. But we didn't foresee this happening. And the amount of people that need support now has definitely surpassed what we had thought about when it comes to, you know, getting funds.
How has this pandemic added more pressure in homes where violence exists?
Someone might call and say, you know what, you know, I've been laid off and now the situation in the household has worsened because now people are, you know, overwhelmed by the frustration and anxiety with the finances. And so that can create power and control dynamics in the household. And we know that if we say, you know what, we can help you, we can pay your rent this month, that might alleviate some of the stressors that are happening in that household so that we can at least buy some time. But because this area is such high rent and we are limited in capacity, we're definitely struggling with finding out who can help us. And, you know, sometimes folks say, you know what, if I can just get to another state, I have friends and family in that state and I can be safe and I'll be okay. But because of the travel restrictions and also, again, you know, because of the finances, we may not be able to book somebody a flight so they can travel to whatever state they may feel safer in.
What doesn't the general public understand about those who can't get away from a violent situation, especially at a time like this?
Folks have a really hard time understanding what violence is and what it looks like in a household and how that increases the danger for someone. This situation in particular, when we're adding a lot of stressors, a lot of financial insecurity, when people don't have control of their lives, it can easily, you know, go inward into a situation where it now becomes violent. Maybe, in your partnership or in your household, there wasn't violence as you may have pictured it. But now, because nobody has control over when they're going to work or how they can pay rent or where they're going to, you know, get their next meal, people start controlling what they can, and maybe what they can control is how much access, you know, their partner has to hand sanitizer, or how much access that person has to outside social work networks, because now, you know, they are having to shelter in place and they don't have access to people. So it creates an opportunity for people to be more controlling. Violence can erupt at any time when people feel like they have no control. And that's exactly what we're experiencing now.
If someone is experiencing this crisis while quarantining with an abuser, what can they do?
Connect with someone outside. Is it a coworker? Is it a family member? Is it a friend that you can have safe conversations with? And if you can come up with a code word, for example, that they can identify and call law enforcement for you, or seek outside support for you if things escalate, that is great. If you can maybe identify places in your household where you can be safe if a conflict arises, maybe an option to go outside, maybe it's a kitchen with a sliding glass door, you know, where in your household is the safest place to be if a conflict arises. The other is prepare to leave. Although things are limited and resources are limited, if it's a state of emergency, we will do whatever we can to respond. We have a 24-hour hotline. We don't take any breaks, no holidays, nothing. Somebody is always there to support immediately.
That was KUNR's Stephanie Serrano speaking with Carla Ramirez-Tenori, the Director of Crisis Intervention and Prevention at the Sierra Community House in Incline Village. The agency's 24-hour help hotline is 1-800-736-1060.